The U.S. Coast Guard visited the cruise ship Westerdam during its stop in Sitka yesterday to investigate a reported collision between the 936-foot vessel and some ice on Tuesday evening near Hubbard Glacier. The ship reported that it had struck some ice and had suffered some hull damage about 15 feet below the waterline. The Coast Guard is conducting a routine investigation to determine exactly what happened. The arrival of the Westerdam opened the large ship cruise season in Sitka. The local Chamber of Commerce for the last few years has marked the occasion with a special Welcome to Sitka Day. For Sitkans, it's an opportunity to venture out on a spectacular spring day and visit with people who may be seeing Alaska for the first time. KCAW's Robert Woolsey did just that and sent this audio postcard.
Really enjoying the whole trip. The cruise on the Westerdam is just fantastic, and they couldn't do enough for you.
Where do you live?
Australia.
And is this your first time to the States?
My first time to Alaska, yes.
What's your impression of Sitka today?
It's a lovely, quaint little town. Really, really nice. Steeped in history.
I don't have a spiel. You have to get on the bus with us. Ride the bus with us. Come on, Robert. I tell them about how this is the Paris of Alaska and what they're getting into and what not to do and the economy here. And mostly I try to find out more about them.
What's the form that they're signing? Is that the grizzly bear waiver?
That is the Great Alaska Guest Book.
Hazards associated with wild and domestic flora and fauna. That's the grizzly bear waiver.
I'm here with 707 4-H volunteers and professional staff members and members, and we are on a seven-day cruise.
I know you had a lot of options. Why did you choose the bike and hike tour today?
Actually, I used to lead bicycle tours for Bike Centennial in 1976.
No kidding?
That's right.
Oh, we got a lot to talk about.
We sure do.
You hold on to those straps.
So pull that up.
I'll lift this around.
All the way over your life jacket.
There you go. Now hook them up.
Where do you guys live?
South Dakota.
Have you ever been kayaking before?
We were in Puerto Rico when we went kayaking, and we've been canoeing. Yes. But not,
okay.
Not regularly. You know, it's kind of like a classroom. You know how when sometimes you teach somebody one classroom one thing and the same lesson to another classroom and they respond differently? Some ships will come in and it's the most beautiful, quiet, sunny day, and we cannot find a kayaker in that entire group. And some days it's really windy and nasty and we can't keep people off the water. So it's kind of boat dependent. It's kind of like whatever their community is on their boat, what they're feeling is kind of what happens.
Okay, I'm going to be back in about 5 minutes to launch your boats. And there's your guide. Follow him back to the back.
Perfect.
Well, we're ready.
An audio postcard from Welcome to Sitka Day. The Westerdam is the first of 102 large ship calls this summer. Sitka also receives 20 port calls from smaller ships.